Hi, this is Chris Morgan, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Fellowship Church. We're a non-denominational, full gospel church located in Matthews County, Virginia. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you'll be encouraged. For more information about us, visit gocfc.com. God bless and enjoy.
You today in all our ways and you making straight our paths. Thank you today for the mighty Holy Spirit, who is the great illuminator, teacher of all truth, the one who unfolds, reveals, illuminates your word, O God, into our hearts and our spirits. And we thank you today for your word. It is life, healing, medicine to all our flesh. We thank you that Jesus, you are the healer today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you never change. Hallelujah. I ask for utterance and unction to be given me this morning and opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador, that I will speak it boldly as I ought to speak. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. How many brought your sword of the Spirit? As the Bible says, let the high praises of God be in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise God. So let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I believe. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I receive the incorruptible, indestructible Word of God into my heart, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Never be the same. Praise the Lord. God is good. How many believe that? The devil is bad, God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's good to see everybody in here. Glad you came. Amen. You ready for the word today? Yeah. It's the word of God that will change us. Mm-hmm. How many have been renewing your mind and practicing what you've been thinking? Practicing, Pastor Debbie, yeah, you haven't take control of your thoughts. But today, when I was seeking the Lord this morning, we're going to go a little different direction. And it's called today, Atmosphere Changers. You are an atmosphere changer. Atmosphere changers. I want to start out by this word Brother Hagin spoke. Of course, he's going on to heaven. But he was here in over 60 years of ministry on the earth, and he taught faith and preached and healed, and God used him in teaching the word of God and to the body of Christ and in healing and healing people, the sick. And it was very, his ministry was very powerful and productive on the earth. And so he made this statement, and I'm talking about atmosphere changers. You are an atmosphere changer. Brother Hagin made this statement. He said, praise brings the anointing, and the anointing destroys every yoke. We know that in Isaiah chapter 10 and in verse 27, it says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Well, what is the anointing, Pastor Debbie? The anointing is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Praise, he said, praise brings the anointing, and the anointing destroys every yoke. You know, when it comes to praise, we might lift our hands, say a few words, 5 and 10 minutes go by, and we think we've done something. We're talking about a praise that you spend some time with all your heart before the Lord and honoring Him, praising Him for who He is, praising Him for what He's done, and worshiping Him for who He is. Norval Hayes made this statement. He's also another one that's gone on to heaven, but he also was used very powerfully in the ministry on the earth and teaching and preaching and healing. And God told him, he said, tell my people they don't worship and praise me enough. He said, if my people would worship and praise me more, they would see me do great and mighty things, not only for them, but through them. Right. My people don't worship me enough. We don't stay at his feet long enough for the anointing to fall. And then when the anointing falls, hallelujah, that's when the burdens are removed and yokes are destroyed in our lives. Brother Hagin also made another statement I wanted to bring up here, and it said, I believe there is a close relationship between ministering to the Lord and receiving deliverance from your tests and trials. Well, what does he mean, ministering to the Lord? Well, when you minister to the Lord, you're praising him, worshiping him, thanking him. He said, I believe there is a close relationship between that time that you're ministering to the Lord, you're praising him, worshiping him, thanking him, that you're receiving deliverance from your tests and trials. And how many know that as long as we live in this world, not if the tests and trials come, it says when the storms of life come. We know tests and trials, storms of life come. But we don't have to let the tests and trials and the storms of life try to take us out and defeat us. No, we are to rule and reign over the tests and trials and the circumstances through our faith in the Word of God. Praise, we're atmosphere changers. Praise is a fundamental element to your faith. Faith, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But then there comes a part that you play where your faith has to be released. Faith is released, your faith, the God kind of faith, is released through your words and your actions. Praise is a fundamental element to your faith. Your faith needs your praise. So when you're praising, blessing, worshiping, thanking God, you are releasing your faith and letting God know that you're trusting him. That you're trusting him. You're magnifying him. It helps you to get your mind off the problem, off the situation, and get focused on your answer, the Lord himself. And the more that we take the time to magnify him, glorify him, praise him, come on now. Atmosphere changers. People are dealing with all kinds of atmospheres around them in their lives today. They're struggling with depression, oppression. They have sickness and disease, the negativism all around them. They're surrounded with it. You are an atmosphere changer. You can change your atmosphere. And here's another thing. When we praise and worship God, we win our battles. Your praise will bring victory right to your address. Because your voice is your address into the realm of the Spirit and your ticket out of Satan's dominion. Let me say that again. Your voice is your address into the realm of the Spirit and your ticket out of Satan's dominion. We've been talking in a series that was before this about our mouths and how important the speech center is, the dominion center of our lives, and how we exercise our dominion on the earth through our words, which is another way we release our faith. Faith without works is dead. So faith has corresponding action. It's something that you and I do. Yeah. It's It's not anything that God will do. God has done everything He's ever gonna do to provide us with everything we're gonna ever need in this life, here and now, to live successful as overcomers and more than conquerors. He's already done His part. He's waiting for us to what? Do our part.
Right.
To believe on His word, receive that word, and then act like it's true.
Right.
So praise is a fundamental element to our faith, and praise is an avenue by which we can release our faith. Release our faith. We have to know how to turn our faith loose so our faith is working for us. We can't just hold faith on the inside and say, I got it. I got all the faith. I got all the faith, Pastor David. We're good. Now start turning it loose. Learn to turn the faith loose through your words and through your actions. So action, praise, and worship is an action of your faith, that you're putting your faith and your trust in God alone. So when we praise and worship God, we win battles. When we praise and worship God, it keeps the right atmosphere set for God's movement. How many want a move of God in your life? Praise and worship sets the right atmosphere. We talked about being atmosphere changers. You don't like the atmosphere that's going on around you? Begin to change your atmosphere with your praise and worship time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when we praise and worship God, it keeps the right atmosphere set for God's movement. A movement of God in our lives is what we want. When we praise and worship God long enough for the anointing to be stirred up, and we recognize that anointing is there, and when that anointing is there, that's the barricade that keeps the devil from getting in. Let me say that again. When we praise and worship God long enough where we sense His anointing, what do you mean, Pastor Deb? You sense His presence, His tangible living presence. You mean it can be felt? Yes, God's presence is tangible. It can be felt, seen, and heard. Hallelujah. And when we praise and worship God long enough that we're sensing, what do you mean you're sensing His presence? You're more aware of Him than you are of your surroundings. You sitting right there in that chair. All of a sudden, you become more aware of Him and who He is. Hallelujah. So that anointing becomes that barricade that keeps the devil from getting back in.
Yeah.
Worshiping and praising God changes atmospheres around us so the devil's entrance is barred and he can't get into us. Look, when you are being interrogated, harassed, condemned, irritated by the enemy, put your praise on. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, put on. Is God going to put it on? No. God wants you to take the garment of praise, pick it up, put it on. Open your mouth and begin to magnify God. Begin to praise God. Begin to worship Him. Begin to thank Him for all He's done for you. You're ministering unto the Lord. And as you're ministering unto the Lord, you're more focused on your answer, who God is. That's your answer, and not the problem in the situation. This is also a means by which you're releasing your faith at the same time, which is one of the fundamental elements of your faith, is to release it. Praise is one of the elements, fundamental elements. So your faith needs your praise. Hallelujah. You change the atmosphere around you. Don't wait for God to do it. Don't ask God to do it. God, change this atmosphere. I can't take it. He's waiting for you to rise up. Put on the garment of praise for the, what? Spirit of heaviness. That's what it tells us in Isaiah 61, verse 3. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Well, I've been wondering about that, Pastor Debbie. I've been feeling heavy and down and all this stuff been coming against me. Put on the garment of praise and build a barricade where the devil can't get in, bless God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there are sometimes the enemy tries to get in. You mean he tries to get in your house too? But yeah, he tries to get in too. That's right. You have to chase him right back out. Let him know where his place is. He has nothing in you, nothing, no power over you, no unsettled claims against you. You're reminded where he is. He's under your feet. Praise the Lord. If you knew what happens in the realm of the Spirit every time you praise God, you'd do more of it. I said, if you knew what happens every time you praise and worship God in the spirit realm, what takes place, you would do more of it. And we're going to see in the scriptures some things here about examples of praise and worship and how powerful it really is. And I'm believing that it's going to open your eyes more so that you will not only practice this, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. The Bible tells us that we are to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He tells us, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? Meaning whether you feel like it or not, it's not about a feeling. We're not waiting for a feeling in order to get before the Lord and praise Him and magnify Him and worship Him for who He is. No. It's not about a feeling. It's all about faith. It takes faith to please God. He wants you to offer that sacrifice of praise, whether you feel like it or not. It doesn't matter. Lord, here I am to worship you. I just want you to know more than anything else, I want to be right here, right now at your feet. I want to spend time worshiping you, praising you, magnifying you. Hallelujah. This is what my heart wants to do. I want to do this. I just want you to know how much I love you, that I want to take this time to let you know how much I love you, and I worship you, and I praise you, and I thank you, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever. That's how you begin to magnify Him and praise Him. So praise changes the atmosphere around us. So let's begin to look at some scriptures here together in Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5, and this is the Amplified Version. Psalms chapter 5. We're talked about being atmosphere changers. You are an atmosphere changer. You praise and you get raised. Hallelujah. Praise and get raised. Yes, indeed. Don't complain and remain. We don't want to be complainers. We want to be praisers. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Psalms chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 11 and 12. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, But let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing. Oh my goodness, what? Let them ever sing and shout for joy because you make a covering over them. What? You mean when we shout, we worship, we praise God, we sing unto God? Listen to this now. It says, because God, makes a covering over us and defends us. Hallelujah. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Yes. You might have been in low spirits, but it's now time to turn it up. Put her in high spirits, high gear for God. Hallelujah. High gear in our praise and worship to Him. Hallelujah. So let me read that again. But let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing and shout for joy, because you, the Lord God, you make a covering over them. We're talking about building a barricade to keep the devil out when you're dealing with crisis situations, tests, trials, depression, oppression, whatever it may be, doubt, unbelief, fear. Let all those who love you be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Verse 12, for you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and in right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Oh my gosh. What, Pastor Debbie? Yeah, if you just take the time. All those who put their trust in him, rejoicing in him, ever singing to him. Come on now. It says, he will make a covering over you. Here's your covering. He will defend you. Here's your defense right here. Those who love him and are joyful in him and in high spirits. And then he's going to bless you. Here comes the blessing through the praise and the worship. Are we doing it to get him to bless us? No, we're not doing it to get him a blessing from God. No, no, no. We're doing it because we want to worship him and let him know how much he means to us. After all, he is your creator. He is your savior, your Lord, your king, your God. But when we do choose to do praise and worship and honor him and bless him and magnify him, then these other things can take place. The blessing of the Lord, the favor of God, the pleasure of God, the goodwill of God. It's the Father's goodwill to do good to you. He's not withholding any good thing from you. He wants you to enjoy life. Have fun while you're enjoying this life. He doesn't want you to be depressed, down, broken, disgusted, and fearful in this. No. He wants you to enjoy life. This is part of the blessing that comes when we choose to do it God's way. When we choose to continue to lift him up and magnify him and glorify him. Hallelujah. So a covering is for, a covering over us. Defending us. Then the blessing of the Lord. We're talking about being atmosphere changers.
Yeah.
Changing the atmosphere around us. You and I are atmosphere changers.
Yeah.
Let's look at another scripture together. Let's turn to Psalms verse 8. Psalms chapter 8, verse 2. And by the way, we're just so glad for those that have joined with us online this morning. Glad you're here with us, and we believe that what's happening here is happening there for you in Jesus' name. Psalms chapter 8, and we're looking at verse 2. It says, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy. Praise silences the enemy. The King James Version says, out of the mouth of babes that has ordained strength, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy, the avenger. Strength in this verse means God's strength, his strength. And the word still means to silence, to stop, to shut the mouth of, to cause to cease, to put an end to. So when praise, let me read the New Living Translation first. It says, you have taught children and infants to give you praise, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. You have taught children and infants to give you praise, silencing your enemies and all those who oppose you. We talked about The power of praise being atmosphere changers. Praise brings in the atmosphere for a move of God in our lives, for God's movement, and that's the kind of move we want in our lives, a movement of God, where God's working and the blessing is being poured out, and we're honoring Him and magnifying Him and praising Him. So when we praise and magnify God, it brings His strength into your situation. Then it shuts the mouth of the devil and all the voices of doubt, fear, and unbelief going on around you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Let me say that one again. When you praise and magnify God, it brings His strength, God's strength, yes, into your situation. Then it shuts the mouth of the devil. And all the voices around you of doubt, unbelief, and fear.
Yes.
We're talking about also that it builds a barricade to keep the devil out. We want to have the right atmosphere. Yes. An atmosphere that's conducive for God to move and work in our lives.
Right.
Unbeknowing to you what you could think, even imagine, or dream. Mm-hmm. But setting that atmosphere, the right atmosphere, creating the right atmosphere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want the right atmosphere. Let's look at some scriptures here, some more scriptures. That was Psalms 8:2. Let's look at Psalms 22, verse 3. Psalms 22, verse 3. But you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. God inhabits the praises of His people. God lives in, dwells in, is enthroned as the Holy One amongst and in the midst of our praises. God is enthroned amid our praises and upon our praises. Now you think about this. God lives in you. He lives in me. He lives in us. We have 1 John 4:4, which says, you are of God, little children, which has already overcome them. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Right.
So we not only have God in us, living in us, dwelling in us, has taken up residence in us. Come on now, He's chose to have a permanent place in us. He doesn't just go and come, leave, come back a little bit late. No, He's in us permanently all the time. He's in us. If we can get that revelation, God in man, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing in you, the hope of glory. He's in you, but then also right here it says in Psalms 22, verse 3, He inhabits the praises. He lives in our praises. He dwells in our praises. That's two things right there. That's double for your trouble. He not only lives in you and dwells in you, but also when you're praising and worshiping Him, He's inhabiting. Come on now. He's living and dwelling in our praise and our worship time. Come on now. He's in you. He's dwelling in the praise and the worship that you're giving Him. That's two against one. Come on now. The devil doesn't stand a chance. Double for your trouble. Hallelujah. One translation of this verse right here, it says that, I love it. It says that God, He sits down as a judge, as in ambush, with a surprise attack. Think about that one minute here. Now you're praising and you're worshiping God, you're magnifying Him, your heart is on Him. and you're loving on him, and unbeknown to you, God could sit right down as a judge in ambush, planning surprise attacks against the enemy that's coming against you, that you have no idea how he's taking care of that, but he is. Sits as a judge in ambush, waiting for surprise attacks. Come on now. It really is good. Yes, it is. I don't think anybody's got it yet. I don't see nobody. No, I'm just joking. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he sits as a judge in ambush, waiting for surprise attacks against your enemy. So when you're praising and worshiping God and you're dwelling on him, he's taking care of your enemy. Hallelujah. He's taking care of your enemy. Hallelujah. If we would just spend more time, like Noble Hayes said, if we would do what the Bible says, I will bless the Lord. What? Let's turn there. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. When? How? When? How? I will bless, verse 1, Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes its boast in the Lord. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. If you knew what was happening in the spirit realm every time you begin to take time to praise and worship and thank God, you would be doing more of it. Hallelujah. We're talking about being atmosphere changers, changing the atmosphere around you. If you don't like the atmosphere around you, stop and begin to praise and worship God with all your might, with all your strength, with all your being, with all your heart, because it tells us in John 4:24, God is a spirit. God is looking for true, genuine, what? Worshipers. Those that want to worship and seek him. Those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, with the help of the Holy Spirit and in truth of who he is. Hallelujah. He's searching. You want to get on God's radar screen? Be a worshiper. Be a praiser. An atmosphere changer. So it says right here in 34 verse 1 of Psalms, I will bless the Lord. I will. That's telling your will what you're going to do. It's telling your body what you're going to do. It's telling your soul what you're going to do. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes. David says 7 times a day I will praise the Lord. What do you think about that one? 7 times a day when you get up, wait another hour, do it again. All the time you can be honoring God, praising him, worshiping him inwardly as well as outwardly. But we're talking about using our voices here as an outward expression of our faith, which is a fundamental element of our faith, is praise and worship. Praise. Praising God. And what actually takes place. Let's look at an example together. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20, we're talking about the power of praise and worship in our lives and being better at it, more skilled with it, and practicing it more and more. Not less and less, but more and more. Becoming skillful with this. As God's children, as God's people. Look, if they could do what they did in the Old Testament, I mean, I think about David. When he brought the Ark of the Covenant of God, the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the very presence of God, and when they took it out of one of the camps of the places of the enemy, and they was bringing it home to where David wanted him, Jerusalem, he was so excited about getting the Ark in the right place and bringing it back home, which represents the very presence of God, that every 6 steps he would stop and sacrifice a praise offering to God. He would have a party every six steps. You think about how long it might have taken him to get that Ark of the Covenant all the way back to Jerusalem. I don't know. But all I do know is what the Bible says is every six steps, he stopped. And the Bible said that he danced before the Lord with all his might. He was so excited about. And he was under the old covenant. And we're talking about the new covenant, which is a better covenant based upon better promises. Hebrews 8:6. We under a better covenant based upon better promises. How much more should the people of God today, as a believer, as a Christian, come on now, be all in when it comes to our praise and worship time? And not, now, it's simpler, it's more easier to praise and worship when you're in church and you have a whole bunch of people with you and they're praising and worshiping God, and it's easy to get more in and enter in and be more focused. But we're talking about when you're at home by yourself. What are you going to do when you're at home by yourself? Because what you do in private, God rewards you openly. Matthew 6:6. If you want to please God to the fullest, don't just do it when we come in together and assemble. Yes, do that then and have your whole heart in it. Yes, mean it with all your heart, what you're saying, the words, your expression, your hands lifted high. Yes, but he also looks at what you're doing by yourself. When nobody else is around, it's just you and him. Yeah. We're talking about we want to please him to the fullest. What you do in private, he rewards openly. Yeah. You can say what you want to say, but that brings God more pleasure when he sees you honoring him and worshiping him when you're by yourself. We want to bring God the greatest pleasure. I don't know about you, but you know, my earthly dad, when he would teach and train us and do different things, and I wanted to do it just right and to please him, to make him so proud and say, "Dad, I can do it. You're right, I could do that." Well, how much more your Heavenly Father? How much more your Heavenly Father? I want to please him. I don't know about you. I want to please him. Lord, I want you to know my heart is in what I'm saying right now. My heart is in my expression to you right now. What I'm saying, what I'm expressing, I mean it. I mean it with all my heart. I want you to know that. Oh my gosh, he takes pleasure in us hearing that. And we take it so lightly. But I want to please him in everything I do. My words, my actions, my everything. When you go about your day, you're living life every day. What does God think about what you're doing, what you're saying? So let's look here at an example in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. Karabosta. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're going to look in starting in verse 1 here. And this is when the enemy came to come against King Jehoshaphat and Judah. And King Jehoshaphat found out that he was surrounded by enemies from all sides, and it was him and Judah. And let's see what he did. And we're talking about being atmosphere changers, the importance of praise and worship in our lives, building that barricade to keep the devil out. Hallelujah. Come on now. We want a move of God in our lives. Let's become skillful at this more than ever. Let's practice this. Practice praising God, worshiping him instead of going into your room and complaining, wanting a sympathy party, griping about what's happening, what's been stolen, what's been taken, why ain't this working, why ain't that happening. No, begin to lift your hands and begin to praise and get raised. Come on now. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if we look here in verse 1, it says, after this, the Moabites, the Ammonites, with the Midianites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. It was told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude has come against you from beyond the Dead Sea, from Edom, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself determinedly as his vital need. What did Jehoshaphat do? He set himself determinedly as God being his vital need. Yeah. To seek the Lord, he proclaimed a fast in all of Judah. Right. So not only did the king do it, he proclaimed it to Judah, all the people. He said, this is what we're going to do. We're surrounded by our enemies right now, and it looks like in the natural that we are not coming out of this one. But this is a good lesson right here, praise and worship. So he said, then Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself determinedly, this is verse 3, as a vital need to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast in all of Judah, verse 4, and Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And the first thing we want to do when we get in a crisis or when trouble comes, tests and trials come, we want to get on the phone and call up sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, and just tell them all that's happening, all the devil is doing. Are you kidding? You're magnifying the devil and the problem. Get out of that. Stop doing that. We're talking about practicing praise and worship and magnifying God, putting your focus on the answer. So they gathered together, verse 4, all of Judah, and they asked to help from the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord, yearning for him with all their desire. Here you go. All their heart was in it. All their heart was in seeking the Lord and setting their face on him and seeing what he has to say. Verse 5, and Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah, Jerusalem, the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Oh my gosh, what is King Jehoshaphat doing here? He's beginning to magnify the Lord his God. He knew his God, he knew who he was, and he began to magnify him and talk about his greatness, his almightiness, his power. Come on now. He knew that God that he served was not a weak little God. No. He's the God of the universe. Verse 7, he says, did not you, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever? What did he do? He gave that land forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend. He says, they dwelt in it, have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if evil comes upon us, the sword of judgment, a pestilence, or famine will stand before this house and before you for your name. And the symbol of your presence is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. Oh my gosh. They're saying, Lord, we have none but you. Our eyes are on you. You are God Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. Our trust is in you. Your name is here, your presence. Verse 11, it says, behold, they reward us by these enemies. They reward us by coming to drive us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Because they knew that what God gave it, that gave that land to them forever. Now here comes the enemy that's trying to what? Take them out of their inheritance. Does this remind you of anything? Just like the devil when he tries to come today to take you out of your inheritance, to rob your possessions from you, take divine help from you. Healing belongs to you. Divine health belongs to you. Here comes the enemy knocking at your door. You're going to open the door and answer it yet with the word of faith. You have nothing in me, no place in me, no power over me. Devil, be gone in Jesus' name. I don't accept this sickness. I don't take this sickness. I forbid it in Jesus' name. Come on now. Here was the enemy. Here he was trying to rob them of their possession and their inheritance. And they knew it. And they began also to rehearse where God brought them out of other places when they were surrounded by the enemy.
Yeah.
They reminded themselves, all right, God, you did it right here. You did it right here. You brought us out of this land. You gave us this land forever. You drove out the inhabitants right before us. And now here's his enemy. He's trying to drive us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Verse 12, O our God, will you not exercise judgment upon them? For we have no might to stand against this great company. What that is coming against us. In other words, we can't do this on our own. We're nothing in the sight of them. But with you, we have everything. It says, For we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Verse 13, and all of Judah stood before the Lord with their children and their wives. They brought the family in on it. Everybody was together on this. Verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came to Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, and the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. He said, hearken, all Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, the Lord says to you, be not afraid for or dismayed at this great multitude. Oh my goodness, what did the Lord say? He deals with fear first thing. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Here we go. Do not fear. Do not be afraid of this great or dismayed. Or dismayed. Or dismayed where you get all down and depressed about what. Don't get dismayed about this great multitude. What you're seeing. Don't be moved by what you're seeing. Don't be moved by what you're feeling. Yeah. Don't be moved by this great multitude or dismayed. The battle is not yours, but is God's. How did that happen, Pastor Debbie? Real easy. Verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your position. Stand still. See the deliverance of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. He tells them again. Tomorrow you'll go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So he is what? He's confirming to them. All right, you've sought me. You're trusting in me. I'm going to be exactly for who you trust me to be. I'm going to show up and be exactly what you want me to be. That's what they did. And he says right here, it says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your position, stand still, see. What is that position today? Position of faith. Take your position. Because when we're praising and worshiping God, if we knew what was happening in the spirit realm, we'd be doing a whole lot more of it. Hallelujah. He says, take your positions. Stand still. See the deliverance of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against him, for the Lord is with you. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. Yeah. Here comes worship and praise again. In verse 19, and some of the Levites of Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Yeah. All right, were they quiet about it? No, they were not. They didn't hold it in. I can't do that, Pastor David. It's not about who's on your left, who's on your right, who's in front of you, who's behind you. It's all about who you're doing it to and why you're doing it to the one you're doing it to. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord your God, and so you shall be established. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. It says they rose up early in the morning, verse 20 at the beginning, then verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, when he had king, what? The king consulted with the people? Yeah, he went and asked their opinion about this thing. He said, all right. He said, this is what it is. We praise, we worship God. We've asked, we've reminded ourselves who he is, what he's done for us in the past. And now He said when he consulted with the people, he appointed singers to sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy priestly garments as they went out before the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." They sent the praisers and the worshipers before the army. Now, I don't know about you, but last time I ever seen a war or anything, but you in the natural, when you see a war, you got two enemies on both sides, you don't usually see praisers and worshipers going out before the army. No. But here, they did, because they heard from the Lord, King Jehoshaphat. He inquired of the people. He said, "We're going to do this. Appoint the singers and the praisers, and we're going to put on the garments, and we're going to..." And what does he tell us? Put on the garment of praise. "Give thanks to the Lord." They all said it together, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord." Now, this is what they lifted up their voice, but with a very loud, very loud, very loud. Verse 22, "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments." Here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, my gosh. "The Lord set ambushments." What, Pastor Debbie? Yeah. "The Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and had come against Judah, and they were self-slaughtered." Oh, my gosh. And we're so concerned about our enemy. And if we would just get up and begin to praise and worship God, begin to lift our voices, begin to let him know how, whoa, glory, how good he is, how worthy he is of all our praise. And you don't know what's happening in the spirit realm when you're doing that, but God is setting up ambushments coming against your enemy, and the enemy is slaughtering himself. My God, if we could get this picture, this image, I mean, use your imagination to see here what's happening. When you're praising and worshiping God, don't see the enemy. You see God and what's happening here. He's defeating. He's causing the enemy to turn on himself. Verse 23, "For suspecting betrayal, the men of Ammon and Moab rose against those of Mount Seir, utterly destroying them. And when they had made an end of the men of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another." Oh, my goodness. The enemy destroyed himself. Verse 24, "And when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none had escaped, not one." None. No one. Not one enemy survived here. "And when verse 25, "When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take the spoil," oh my gosh, "came to take the spoil, they found among them much cattle, goods, garments." Here comes the blessing. Yeah. Here comes the blessing, the favor of God, the goodness of God. Just couldn't help it. Just overtakes you. Oh my gosh. "When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take the spoil, they found among them much cattle, goods, garments, precious things, which they took for themselves more than they could carry away, so much that they were 3 days in gathering the spoil." Now you want to think about God doing exceedingly abundant above all we could even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. When we're releasing our praise and worship to God, he's doing things that we can't even fathom with these little finite brains right here. Oh my gosh, he's doing exceedingly abundant, Ephesians 3:20. Far more exceedingly abundant above all we could even ask or think. If we would just be worshipers and praisers more. Atmosphere changers. Hallelujah. We're talking about building a barricade to keep the devil out, but yet we can't help that the blessing of God has overtaken us. His favor is upon us. We can't help it. Hallelujah. Because we're choosing to what? Focus on our answer. Look at the answer. Praising and worshiping him. We're talking about changing the atmosphere and making it conducive for a move of God. For God to move the way he wants to. And here, when they set the praises and worshipers first before the army, they were lifting their voices loud. shouting, praising, dancing.
Yes.
The enemy turned on himself. The Lord set ambushments up. And then they had a spoil so big that it took them 3 days to gather in the spoil. It was so much. That's the God that we serve. I'm telling you, he's more than enough. Hallelujah. There's no lack of want for in him. None, none, none. Hallelujah. He is the all-sufficient one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to pick this up again next week and just continue on. And I pray, praise God, that you're going to become more skillful and practice this more and more and more. Hallelujah. You are atmosphere changers. When we praise and magnify God, it brings his strength into your situation, shuts the mouth of the devil, all the voices of doubt, unbelief, and fear. Come on now. Praise God. How many of you have done a victory dance around your kitchen table? I do it all. Hallelujah. I'll circle my kitchen table. Pastor Chris says, hold on, I'll join you. And we two of us running around the table. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's something about releasing your faith. And you can't, look, this helps you get over yourself. If you can't do it in your own home because you're thinking about, oh my gosh, are you kidding, Pastor Debbie, run around my kitchen table? You got to get over yourself. I'm just telling you, I'm helping you. I'm helping you get over yourself. Because if you keep listening to self, you won't be praising and worshiping God too much. Run around your table. Come on now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise. Father, we thank you today for your word that it does not return unto you void. Hallelujah. That we are atmosphere changers. We can change the atmosphere around us, hallelujah, making it more conducive for a movement of God in our lives, building that barricade that keeps the devil out, hallelujah, so that God's plans and purposes, the blessing of the Lord can overtake us, his favor, a shield about us, his defense all around us, hallelujah, a covering over us, glory to God, when we choose to praise and worship you, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, that we get to. It's not because we have to, we get to. It's a freedom and a right to worship and praise you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We're so thankful for that. Hallelujah. Let's lift our voices together. Let's praise him aloud. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is a good God. We worship you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great are you, O God. Great are you, O Lord. And greatly to be praised. For there is none like you. There is no one like you. We honor you and praise you today. You're worthy of all praise, worthy of all glory. We exalt your name in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to your name forever and ever. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And when you're practicing this at home, remember, you're staying there long enough where you begin to, that anointing. And boy, it don't take long. It don't take long. And I said, when your heart is in it, when your heart is in it, he wants to show up. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might be in here this morning.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it helped you. You can visit our website at gocfc.com to listen to other life-giving messages, read the pastor's blog, or to find out how you can be a part of an upcoming service. We hope to hear from you or see you soon. God bless and have a wonderful day.